Thank you for listening to Caffeinated Chicks, Motivating Women. Welcome to our lifestyle and personal development podcast, where we encourage you to be authentically you and keep it real. I'm your host, Abby.
And I'm her cousin, Rachel. We know it's Monday and we know you're tired. Our goal is to help you feel motivated, inspired, and ready to face whatever it is the week throws at you.
Come sit with us.
Grab your coffee and dive into meaningful conversation that will elevate your life.
Hi guys, this is Abby and Rachel.
Hey, hey.
And we are Caffeinated Chicks. Today we have a special episode for you guys. We have two special guests and we will introduce them. So if they want to say hi.
Hi, I'm Jeremy, Abby's husband. So there's that.
And I'm Levi, Rachel's husband. So there's that.
Yeah.
Well, we have a special episode, so we're going to ask our husbands some questions and kind of get to know them a little bit more. So we're going to kind of go back and forth, and this will be a fun little get to know you. So, Rachel, what are you drinking today?
I am drinking, actually added creamer to my coffee, believe it or not. I just had some heavy cream I used for a recipe, so I thought I would use it up by putting it in my coffee. So I put some cream in my Purity coffee, supposed to be super high-end without mold in it, which is makes me feel like beyond my standard of living. But
wait, I have to interject. Is there mold in coffee?
Yes.
Is that a normal thing?
Actually, yes.
Yuck. I honestly didn't know that either.
Yeah. It's so a pretty big thing. Yeah. And then I'll go ahead and say my current favorite thing as well, so we can just keep going.
Oh, perfect.
My current favorite thing is probably the family I met in Guatemala on this last trip. They were so much fun. I had five kids ranging from ages 17 to 7. And yeah. I bonded the most with the 15-year-old boy and then the 9-year-old girl. The 9-year-old girl was like my little shadow the whole trip. And the boy would just do like the sweetest things. Like one time he cut up a mango for me while I was reading my Bible. And then I was done, so I went upstairs. And then came back downstairs and he goes, oh, I cut you a mango for you to eat while you were having your quiet time. But then you finished and went upstairs. But it was so cute. Yeah, he was a very sweet kid. And so was the 9-year-old. So, yeah, they're my current favorite thing.
That's so
sweet. And he has me on Snapchat now and he's been snapping me every day since I got back. So it's so cute.
Cute. Oh.
How about you, Abby?
Well, currently what I am drinking is the Wendy's new Dreamsicle Frosty, and then I put my Olipop in there, my orange Dreamsicle or orange cream Olipop, so I got the little bit of caffeine in there, and it is so tasty. Literally one of my favorite Frosties right now. Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. It sounds good. It's delicious. And then my current favorite thing would probably be, let's see here. All right. So my favorite thing is our book club right now. We just started book number 4. So I'm super excited about that. And we've been doing book club every 2 weeks. And it's just amazing. This little group of friends have quickly become my favorite thing to do every month and see them and start reading again, which is exciting because I've never, ever had the desire to read before. So
that's awesome. Yeah, I love that. I have gotten so far away from reading lately. I read so many books last year and I have not really read any this year. So I need to get back into it.
It's hard sometimes, especially finding the time to read or listen my audiobook, but still reading. All right, Levi, what about you?
I'd be drinking a black coffee from the Purity Coffee. I'm not going to lie, it's a little expensive, and it's not my favorite. It's a little bit too acidic for me.
Yeah, it's actually really not that good. So you can kind of see through
it. We're going to have to find something different if we're going to spend that kind of money on coffee. My favorite thing is probably the sunshine coming back. It was a little bit nippy there towards the end of March, but it's starting to warm back up and got a little bit of a sunburn the other day. So enjoying outside working.
Yep. Well, that's awesome. Jeremy?
What I'm drinking?
Yep.
I'm having the old classic Mountain Dew Baja Blast. All right. Just this crisp, wake you up. It doesn't have mold, as far as I'm aware, like coffee does. Have
colors, and those are bad for you.
Hey. I'm a big fan of teal. All right. Drinking carbonated teal with caffeine is teal my 50. Kind of thing. Yeah, teal 50, you know?
That's good stuff.
That's the good stuff.
Cancer in a cup. Let's go, baby.
It's a pretty big cup. But, I mean, you can't get it smaller than a large. What are you, a wuss? And then I'd probably say my current favorite thing right now is me and my buddies got a game that I've been wanting to play for a while called Satisfactory. And
is it satisfactory?
It's quite satisfactory. Man, it's relaxing, it's chill, it's fun. I get to build things. It's like Minecraft for big people. So that's my favorite thing right now. I got a few hours into that going. We got some more building to do. So I'm excited to keep hitting that.
Sounds like my everyday life.
That's true.
All right, so we are just going to get started here into our questionnaire, I should say. All right, so for Rachel and Levi, if you could live anywhere in the world, where would you guys choose?
I mean, personally, I kind of like Iowa. But I mean, and here's my reasoning.
Yeah, he's just kind of lame. It's really
no,
it is.
That's not true. I like the change of season.
Uh-huh.
Like, if I were, say...
Like having only winter and summer?
Like, if I were only...
Literally.
On a beach where it was hot all the time, that would get so annoying hot all the time.
But they still have seasons.
Right. Yeah. Well, I kind of like... We went off on a nice little walk after supper, and it was just a crisp 55. Felt great.
No, it was cold.
No, it was beautiful.
It's too cold.
But if you could live anywhere else in the world besides Iowa.
Right, anywhere.
I'd probably go to Guatemala because that is my second favorite climate. It's like 75 and sunny.
That's what I was waiting for.
There's no snow, so.
That's the point.
Do you need snow?
Christmas is gonna stink.
Christmas does not... You do not have to have snow for it to be Christmas. Christmas is about Jesus' birth, not about the snow.
Exactly.
Okay. So, yes, Guatemala for me as well. You all knew that already, though.
Yes.
How about you guys?
Jeremy, do you want to start?
All right, I got two. In the States, I'd put my butt back in Florida. 100%. I would go right back to Florida, and I would never leave.
Nightmare.
Hey, you say you need the change of seasons. You know, living there, you get used to it so fast, and when the fluctuation in temperatures, you don't have 100 degrees in July and then you got negative 20 6 months later.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's a lot of fluctuation. And in Florida, you're just, all right, well, the lowest it gets is like 50.
Sounds so beautiful.
I'll take that, you know.
Glorious.
But,
you know, outside and your face hurts, it's good for you every once in a while.
Absolutely not.
No, I don't think I'm in agreement with that one.
Oh, Why? you don't like the cold a little bit?
No. No, not even a little bit.
I mean, but then again, I mean, to kind of push onto Levi's point here, is there's only a legal amount of clothes you can take off to get comfortable in public.
Legal.
There's only a depends legal on where you amount are. Of clothing. All right.
Yeah. Depending
you
on
can
where
put
you
on
are.
More layers to warm up in the cold, but you know.
I still don't care. I'm comfortable in wearing jeans and a t-shirt in 100 degree weather and I'm fine.
That's a no. That's an absolute no. That's how spontaneous combustion starts.
Mm-hmm. No, you get used to it. Just like you said, with living in Florida, you get used to it.
Yeah. All right. She just put it right back in.
My second place that I picked that's like outside of the U.S. would be New Zealand. Mm-hmm. Just because of how beautiful it is. And my nerdy brain would be like, I'm going to be a hobbit. Right, I'm going to go be a hobbit. I'm going
to
move into one of those holes. I'm going to the Shire. And I am going to just live my life that way. Bilbo had it right. All right.
Yep.
So
mm-hmm. find the ring, live forever.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Constantly bare feet.
Yeah, then give the ring away and drastically age really quickly. That's what I want to do.
But yeah, Gollum just didn't die, and he lost the ring for quite some time.
Good for him.
Hmm.
Ab, what's yours?
I actually agree with both of those, because we've talked about Florida Ooh. Many times. Ooh. So, I didn't know about New Zealand, though. That's pretty cool. I would be all for moving to New Zealand.
Yeah, good luck. But it would be cool.
I know. If we could live anywhere, not saying we can afford to live anywhere, but if we wanted to live anywhere.
Not the question that was asked, because right. the answer would be different.
Exactly. All right. What about if you could eat only one type of cuisine for the rest of your lives, what would it be?
I'm going to hop into that because I already know it right away. It'd be freaking tacos. It'd be Mexican food. It'd be just tacos, breakfast, lunch, dinner every single day. And I'd be happy. That's it. I don't care. Nothing else needs to exist.
This is a tough one because you got pizza. I love me some pizza. Then I also love steak. And those aren't in the same cuisine categories, so I'm really struggling.
Hold on. Have you ever had a Philly cheesesteak?
I, in fact, have. Oh, no. Well, I don't think I've had a pizza.
See, there you go. There's a loophole.
I think I'm going to go with pizza. I love me some breakfast pizza. I love me some pizza with everything on it. Cheese in the crust. I'm good. Pizza.
All right, Rachel. Oh, Noah,
what do you think I would say?
I honestly don't know. I would say Guatemalan food, but you're getting sick of certain Guatemalan
food. I kind of am a little bit, but what is one I've never gotten sick of?
You always love sushi.
Okay, yeah, that's a good one. But what I was speaking more of Guatemala.
Oh. You love the sopa verde.
Yeah. It literally means green soup, but they put they take just chips that you would dip in salsa, you know, you crush them up, you put them at the bottom of your bowl, and then you put this soup over the top. It's only green because they grind up tomatillos, which is just like these little green tomato thingies, and add chicken to it, and whole ton of delicious spices, and you pour it over the top of your chips, and then you top it off with this, this fresh queso. So good. And then they have this perfect cream. Then you take the cream and you and it's like a thick cream, and you pour it over the top, mix it all together. Oh my goodness.
Yum.
It is the best. So that's mine. Sopa verde.
Okay. All right. I'm going to do the same thing Rachel did. So Jeremy, what do you think mine would be?
It'd be some sort of pasta. That's it. Just load you with
plain
pasta.
Spaghetti noodles.
Yeah. Any noodles. Can't go wrong.
I mean, that's all I could really think of. It'd be that. You're just a pasta fiend.
Yeah. If I could do pasta with steak, I'd be set.
Ooh. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, Rachel and Levi, if you could have any superpower, what powers would they be?
You want me to go first?
Yeah, go ahead.
I think if I had a superpower, it'd be controlling time, because days just go by too fast. It's like you blink and the week's over.
Pretty much.
So sometimes it'd just be nice to stop time and just chill.
That's a good one, actually.
Yeah.
Mine is just, I just want to be able to appear in any location at the snap of a finger without having to take time to get there. So teleport. To just like teleport from here to wherever I wanted to go would be awesome. No more flying, no more hours and hours of travel, just there.
Have you seen the movie Jumper?
I think so.
You could be that person. You just have to see the picture and you can just jump there.
Ooh. That's also in what show? I don't know. Never mind. Ignore me.
Isn't that like a Marvel character too?
Right? In the X-Men, there's a character that could teleport.
I'm thinking of the Flash. There was a girl who could just like see something and teleport there, but she had to see it, and it wasn't a picture.
Yeah, there was a bad girl.
Yeah. Mm. Anyway, how about you guys?
I mean, what would you power?
Mine would be flying. I would love to fly.
That's a close second for me.
Mm-hmm. The teleporting was my second.
Wow, look at that.
Right?
It's almost like we're cousins or something.
I know. It's like we...
Why would you want to fly?
Because...
We're not saying it's bad, but like, why?
Because then I could just do flips in the air and I could just go wherever I want. I don't know.
You know you can do a flip in the air right now.
Yeah. If you go skydiving, you can do lots of flips.
Although yeah, but I want to be able to you from doing stay in the sky, not like free fall. I want to stay and just like travel all over the clouds. You can't do that when you're skydiving.
You go straight down. One of those wing suits?
You go straight down.
I'm not going to be a flying squirrel suit. Mm. Nope. I don't trust that. I want actual superpowers where I can fly and I'm not going to fall. Jeremy?
I honestly can't really think of like one power, but I would want to be Homelander without the mental instability. Like that's it. I want all of Homelander powers without the psychosis.
He has so many powers, though. You have to just pick one.
He's the best. He's the best.
Pick one.
I can't pick one.
We did.
I'm the outlier here. Just call me Homelander. All right.
Oh, goodness.
Again, to clarify, though, without the mental instability of Homelander.
Oh, goodness. All right. So, Rachel and Levi, if you could live in a fictional world from any book or movie, what would you pick?
You want me to go first?
Sure.
I think I'm going to be doing Lord of the Rings. I'm going to be hanging out with Legolas in the Woodland Realm, and we're going to be bros. And it's going to be real fun just shooting orcs like it's my day job. Maybe hang out with a dwarf here and there, but, you know, just me and the elves living forever.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. Going off of kind of what Jeremy said with being in New Zealand, I would also love to enter into Lord of the Rings just to live in the Shire. Because they all walk around barefoot. So, you know, they've got all the health benefits from grounding, like you wouldn't believe. Mm-hmm. And then they grow all their food. There's this like fun community. Yeah. Mm. I would be a hobbit if I could.
There you go. I like those answers. Jeremy, what about you?
your boy would be in Star Wars. I'd be running around with a lightsaber. You won't know what color that lightsaber is.
What makes you think you're good enough to be a Jedi?
I never said Jedi. The Empire's pretty chill.
You and General Grievous be like stealing lightsabers from Jedis?
Yeah, I'd be collecting them. Absolutely. No, definitely Star Wars. The you know, spaceships going around different planets and galaxies, all that fun stuff like that. And yeah, that's just way too interesting well, I can't even really say like a world, but like that'd just be way too interesting of a story to be in.
Wow, that's true. That's a good one too.
That is very true. I'm going to go away from everybody and I'm going to do Harry Potter.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's too dark and scary for me.
There's some good parts in there.
True.
I mean, just casting spells and doing little potions and...
Yeah. I'd have lots of fun. I'm just going to sit there and cast spells and do potions. I'm going to make these potions and I'm going to flick my wrist and stuff's going to move.
And I could fly.
That's true.
So there we go.
You're killing two birds with one stone.
Right. Yeah.
All right. Until you inevitably fall off your broom. Let's be honest. Let's be honest here.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to go with Jeremy on this one.
The coordination is not quite there.
Like I'd be any more coordinated without the broom. Let's be honest.
You'd fall over casting a spell. All right.
Probably. All right. Let's see. Rachel, what is one thing that Levi does that always makes you smile, no matter what the situation is?
Oh, man. That's a tough one. Mm-hmm. He will crack like some stupid joke of some kind. Like I could be crying or something could be bad, and he says something that's like, just really funny or like morbidly funny or I could give you guys an example just because I think the podcast listeners already know that we've been struggling with getting pregnant. There was one time I told him, I go, Levi, what if we never get pregnant? You remember what you said?
Nope.
He said, well, then I'd be really mad about all the money we spent on condoms. So yeah, I would say it's just random jokes or random just thoughts.
I'm sort of like Chandler from Friends, not too good at the serious stuff, but I can normally offer a sarcastic comment.
There you go. That's a perfect way to put it. All right, then, Levi, what about you for Rachel?
I don't know, whenever she brings me a coffee or just shows up at all.
Aww.
Makes me smile. I'm an incredibly simple guy, so it doesn't take that much to make me happy.
Aww. Are you saying I'm not that much?
No, that's not what I'm
saying. No, that's not what you're saying.
Uh-oh.
Just kidding.
All right.
How about you guys?
Well, you're clumsy.
That makes you smile.
It's hilarious, all right? Because you try to do some things, and I love it, but sometimes your clumsiness gets in the way of you, and it's adorable. Like, it is adorable. I love it. It makes me smile. But damn, it's also really silly. But, I'm a simple guy. I see, but I smile too. So, like, It's just, it's very easy to make me smile in this house. There's plenty of opportunities for that.
That's cute. Fair.
It is true, though. Abby is very clumsy.
Yep.
Yes. I can't help it.
Brings me great joy.
Oh, goodness. My thing.
What do I do?
Weird. You always make me smile because you crack weird jokes too. But also just like the little things, like thinking of me, like getting me food every once in a while, or just showing me things that you are constantly thinking about me. It always makes me smile.
Aw. Aw. I'll join in on that too. Must be nice.
Must be nice. All right, let's see. Okay, so Rachel, Levi, if you guys could do, or if you guys could spend a day doing anything you want, just the two of you, what would it be?
Spending a whole day doing whatever we want? I don't know. What hopefully I mean, we'll be going to Jamaica soon, so we'll be spending several days doing whatever we want. Some of that will probably be just laying out on a beach, hanging out in the water, going to do the different activities.
Yeah, that was my first thought, was just chilling on a beach, going snorkeling.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're pretty simple.
Yeah, no, that's perfect.
What about you guys?
I plead the fifth.
I knew somebody was. I was waiting for Levi to actually say it without saying it.
I mean, you know, fill in the blanks.
Abby, you're so lost, aren't you?
I know. We weren't supposed to get there.
Let's put it like this. You have three kids in the house. You don't have three kids in the house anymore. You know what you're doing.
Having a nice nap.
Yeah. A great, great sleep.
I was going to say the beach.
The beach?
Just hanging out, like going to the Bahamas.
I thought this was spending a day. Why are we going to another country for a day?
Because we like going on vacation.
Because the teleportation thing.
Because the question said anything you could do for a day.
Right. Anything.
I still stand by my answer.
Okay.
My answer has not changed and never will.
Well, I think that's Levi's too. He just didn't know he could say it.
Trying to keep this thing like, PG. Come on.
Every now and then, you need a little edge.
All right. Well, I think this kind of answers this question already, but who is most likely to laugh in serious situations?
Yeah. I think that's you.
I'll try to make it not serious.
Yeah, that's because you will try to lighten the mood, and so you are the one most likely to laugh. But I would probably laugh too, depending on the situation, I suppose.
Just be sitting there. I'm uncomfortable.
Seriously, I don't like to be uncomfortable.
Pretty much. I would say Jeremy would be the same too.
Yeah, I take things seriously, but it's few and far between. So,
sounds about right.
Yeah. It's you're it's gonna take a while before you get this serious. But when you do, you know it's pretty serious.
True. All right, we're gonna kind of rapid fire these couple.
What about you, Abby?
Oh, I would say with Jeremy. He's the one that would make me laugh in the uncomfortable situation. Or serious situation. If I'm by myself, I am laughing internally, or I have to walk away because I struggle.
I'm just thinking of that. I know that there have been several times where you and I have been in a room and it's been serious and it's not easy. We just look at each other. With one look and it's like, oh shoot, why did I look?
Yep. We're just like giggle worms, I think. We can't help it.
Oh, yeah.
All right,
rapid fire.
Yes, rapid fire. Who is most likely to be better at math?
100% Levi. Yeah. but in all fairness, he uses it a lot in construction. Okay. And I do not. So.
You don't use math in construction? What do you do then?
No, she does not use math because she does not do construction.
Yeah.
I do all the constructing around here.
I just bring the coffee.
There you go.
There you go. Jeremy's the one over here too.
There's no doubt about that.
I didn't even have to ask, to be honest.
Yeah. There's.
You know what? Sometimes math is hard.
It is. Just like talking, reading, like literally everything.
Lifing. Just everything's hard.
Yep.
But, I mean, if you asked a different question, like who's better at grammar,
let's stay focused on the important things. Yeah. Okay.
Okay, this one's going to be a tough one. Who is most likely to be a fitness fanatic?
Well, I think I have to go with me. Because I'm the one who got you into the gym life.
Okay. But there was a period of time where you were lazy and you were not really wanting to go. And I was always consistent. So it's pretty close.
Pretty close. But I think I still edge you out.
Yeah. Okay.
I was like, this one's going to be a tough one for Rachel and Levi.
Are they about to fight?
No. We don't fight ever.
Fight.
I don't think we've ever actually had a fight. No, we don't.
No hands have been thrown in this household.
We don't really even argue. We just don't. What about you guys?
What do you think, Abby?
Definitely me.
You're the more consistently going one, as I'm the one that makes the sacrifices to not go. But I'm also the one that loads my body with silly amounts of supplements and crazy things to do it. So,
but you don't.
That's pretty fanatical as well.
This is true. That's a good point.
Yeah. Almost. I'm pretty consistent about it.
But when you remember
you want to go to the gym, when you say you want to go to the gym and it conflicts with me going to the gym, guess who gets to go to the gym?
Yes. Abby needs it though.
Yes. Karen, all those
for your
boys.
Mental health, not because you're fat.
Yes.
Oh, that's fine. My mental health can continue to go down the drain.
You're a man. Be a man.
Yeah.
You don't need mental health.
It's a little different.
Be a man.
We have all of the emotions, and if you want happy wife.
Yes.
I have emotions too.
Yes. Yes.
You do not have the raging hormones.
And your mental health matters
though.
As well. Oh, man. Okay. This one.
This is the slowest rapid fire I've ever been a part of.
I feel like it's the same pace as the first questions.
Well, we'll try to go faster then. Who is most likely
this is like firing a musket?
Rachel.
Overspend.
The answer is Rachel.
I am not. That is so not true. I am the one that's most likely to overspend in little things, but as far as the one who spends the most money when he buys things, right, is you, because you buy all the tools.
Well, I'd like just to go back to the question of like overspending on shopping. So the question is not who spends the most, but who spends more than they're expecting to spend. When I buy tools, I'm expecting to spend $1,000.
Oh, remember when we went to Kohl's and bought you 3 pairs of shorts when we were going to buy me something?
That's because you wanted me to buy shorts. Uh-huh,
yeah.
Didn't want to, but, you know, to keep my wife happy, I bought some shorts.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yep, loophole.
Loophole.
Next.
No, Jeremy's the same exact way because...
I buy two or three things a year.
But they're super expensive.
Yeah. Yeah, they are. I treat myself. All right. But I also, here's the difference, all right? You will continue to buy and buy and buy and buy. But you know what? When I buy, I'm thinking, what can I sell so I can buy this? Or what can I sell so that I can drop the total cost of this?
I recycle the things I buy all the time.
Oh, yeah. That whole racing sim behind me is several thousands of dollars. But did I spend that at one time? No. I sold stuff. See, I don't overspend. That's all you, honey. That's all you.
We all know
Rachel
something.
And Abby in this.
You have a racing simulator?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Like?
Full-on racing sim, buddy.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet. Yeah, see? See, Abby, you sit there and buy, like, 40 shirts. Do you ever get a guy saying, wow, that's pretty cool? Like, right there to a racing sim? Come on now.
The boys like their toys, okay? The girls like their clothes.
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
And shoes. And accessories.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We got to feel cute for our own mental health. Mm-hmm.
You know, it was the guys that wanted this to be rapid fire, but they kind of dominated the conversation on this question.
We're taking over. This commentary.
You brought this upon yourselves.
Next.
All right. Who is most likely to make friends wherever they go?
Not me.
No, not Levi.
Abby.
I have become a lot more introverted myself, to be honest, so I'm less likely than I used to be, but I'm more likely than him.
Okay, there you go. So between the two of you, you're more likely.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's definitely you, Abby. I don't like people.
I can agree.
People, people generally kind of suck, so...
I think that's where
you come in, because you definitely force me to people. So that's on you.
All right.
Social butterfly.
I try to be. All right. Who is most likely to have the weirdest phobias?
I don't think any of our phobias are weird.
What are our phobias?
Well, I don't like public speaking, so I have glossophobia.
What?
Gloss.
Yeah, that's what it means.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh. Or
no.
You don't really like spiders.
Arachnophobia. Mm-hmm. I don't love spiders. I can kill them, though. So
I'm not a huge fan of tiny spaces.
That's claustrophobia.
That's claustrophobia. Yeah. But I don't have any odd phobias. Mine are normal.
Yeah, I don't really like tight spaces either. I'm still kind of afraid of the dark, to be honest.
Yeah,
are you the one that shuts off the light in the basement and sprints up the stairs?
No, I actually used to.
10. Yes.
Really?
Well, not so much anymore, but I remember as a kid, like, I would go to the bathroom in the middle of the night, and the instant I flushed that toilet, I was gone. As soon as I needed to get back to my bed under the covers where it was safe.
Yeah.
I mean,
I still, even in this new house, it's our bathroom is down a level. So I have to go all the way downstairs to go to the bathroom. And I remember the first couple of nights in the house thinking, oh boy, this is this is scary. I'm gonna go fast. And now I think I just try not to think about it. So then I just walk calmly back up the stairs.
I try to do that, but I can't tell myself to do that. I still am like, there's something behind you. You need to run.
A lot of times I am forced to go up the stairs in the dark because I'll be downstairs playing like some games in my room downstairs and I'll be done and I'll need to go upstairs. But the light, the light switch for half of the downstairs is at the top of the stairs. So Abby will always shut it off. So I had to go through the pitch black to get to the stairs. So now I'm at that point where I'm like, if there's something in here, go ahead. Like, I'm ready.
Make your first shot count, buddy. You know, what's creepy about the dark is, so we live out on a farm. So it's dark out, it's dark out. Like, you don't have city lights or nothing. And our yard light went out while Rachel was gone. And so you look out the windows of the house and it's nothing but complete darkness. That is somewhat a little scary.
I can understand that. You told me about that. Yikes. You don't have any weird phobias, Jeremy.
I'm terrified of bees.
That's not a weird phobia, though.
Bees suck.
I mean, it's a phobia, but yeah.
Not a weird one. Wait, there's a name for that?
Specifically honeybees or wasps?
Bees in general.
Yeah, literally any bees.
Any of them flying, stinging things, that's a no.
What about sweat bees? Do those get you?
Any bee, man, I'm done.
I've been stung but by sweat bees.
Are just there because you're producing sweat.
Sweat bees tickle. I don't like them.
Oh, I was stung by a sweat bee.
What?
Mm-hmm. And then it wasn't a sweat bee.
Yeah, I'm going to say it's not a sweat bee then.
They don't have stingers?
No, I don't think so.
I think they're just harmless, annoying bugs.
Yeah, they just like suck the sweat off of you.
Interesting. Well, then maybe it was a normal bee. All right, who is most likely to be a morning person?
I think me.
What?
Are you? I don't know. I feel like I get up. We're probably both 50-50 because neither of us really like to get up early or stay up late.
I actually like to get up early.
There it is.
Who's the first one up whenever we're in Guatemala?
Or ever.
Rachel. Not ever, because there are...
Well, sometimes you're the first one to get up when we're home because you have to be. Because you have to leave for something earlier than I do. But otherwise, who snoozes his alarm the most?
That'd be me.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So and who can actually get up the second the very first alarm goes off?
I do when I set my watch alarm.
Uh-huh. Yeah. It's me.
It's been decided.
I like mornings more. So
I don't really like to be awake. I'd rather just be asleep right now. Right,
exactly.
Exactly. It's like, it's definitely Rachel.
I identify as a tired pigeon.
Mm-hmm. Exhausted.
Not pigeon. An early bird, not a night owl.
Yeah, and if you look at him, he has permanent bags that never go away. And anyone who looks at him is always like, are you tired?
Why do you always look tired?
Oh.
It's just my face, man.
Oh, goodness. Yeah, neither of us are morning people over here.
I'm forced into it.
Yeah, that's because we have children.
Who's the one? Yeah, I know. But I'm forced to be the one to get up. It's always me. It's okay, honey. You can stay in bed today.
Yeah, I could see that so being Jeremy and not Abby. Abby is like the least morning person I know.
That's great.
Truth.
Wonderful.
All right. Who is most likely to organize a surprise party?
Abby. 100% Abby.
Not me. I'm the least organized person I know.
That would be me.
My life is a constant mess going from one thing to the next.
But who's the opposite though? Who's the night owl?
Oh, that is Jeremy. Yeah, I mean, we both are, but Jeremy would stay up
late. Yeah, Abby, I would say you kind of are too.
Yeah.
Neither of us are. If anyone's going to be, it'll be me, but because I can, but he absolutely will not. I mean, we both go to bed after 9 and before 10.
No, we're usually up till midnight, if not later.
Sounds terrible.
On work weeks, we're usually up till midnight. On weekends, it usually like
it varies.
Is the latest. Yeah, it varies. For me, I won't usually stay up past 1.
Yeah, but let's add a little bit of context to your quote unquote staying up till midnight.
I get a pretty
good. How many hours of sleep on the couch as we're watching something do you get before you go to bed?
Sounds like pre-bed nap.
Yeah, exactly.
I love me some pre-bed nap.
They're the best.
You turn
They're
the glorious. TV on 7:30. I'm out.
Yep. There you go.
Yeah, he is. Also, if only you who are listening could have seen Levi's face when Abby said, usually 1. He was like, jaw on the floor.
Well, why? Like nothing good happens after 9 o'clock.
We usually like Jeremy will be gaming or something, or if I'm out with friends, I'm too Minnesota nice. I don't like to like leave unless I get the okay
to leave. What time do you get up? Like if you stay out till 1, that just ruins your Saturday.
No.
What time do you get up on Saturday then?
We're usually up by like 8.
Is this true, Jeremy? Somebody
tells me this is not true.
Kieran surprises you at 5 o'clock in the morning right next to you, scares you awake, and that's 8. That's 8 o'clock.
Yeah, you sleep until 8 with 3 kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's believable.
Sometimes 7:30.
Jeremy I'm unconsciously supervising.
It's fine. Also, Ezra sleeps in till like 8:39 in the morning.
That's good.
So that helps. It's Kieran that's up at 5:30. Like imagine like being completely dead asleep and your child wakes you up and just says, "Hey." That's what Kieran does. Like
the amount of times I'm woken up with a heart attack.
Because he won't say anything other than he'll just get in your face and say, "Hey."
Like, that's awesome.
Okay. Yeah, it scared me a couple times too. He always goes over to Jeremy though first. He's maybe came over to my side of the bed like twice.
That's funny.
All right, who is most likely to be the worst driver?
Oh, that's a toss-up, Abby. Oh, it is so you, Abby.
I'm a pretty no good driver.
Uh-huh.
I don't want to say toss-up because every time you text and drive, you almost go off the road.
Oh, jeez.
I think that is fake news.
No, it is not because he gives me a heart attack every time.
I drive a lot of hours.
Every time.
And I'm good. Never.
Okay. But who has had the most accidents?
Oh.
I've only had 1.
You got what's that called? Side something.
Yeah, that 1.
Well, and then you hit someone's car.
Well,
whose car was that?
I backed up into someone's car pulling out of a driveway, but I wasn't on my phone. I have had no accidents because of phone related things.
Yeah, but you've almost gone off the road. And I think you would have if I didn't say, Levi! There have been so many occasions where like he's going off onto the gravel and we've almost flipped. I swear. How many times? But I'm like Levi, I'm your helper in the car. No, it's not an exaggeration. I am being a good helper in the car, keeping you on the road. Yeah. I don't know. It's probably him, but because he drives more.
That's fair. That's not the question. The question is, who is the better driver?
Right.
And I'll take that one for the team.
Yeah, okay.
Jeremy?
Is there even a question here, Abby? Is there?
I'm not a bad driver.
I didn't say you're a bad driver.
It said
I'm just better.
Smells like... I can get 2 point A to point B in just a soundly manner.
Uh-huh.
I just sometimes have a lead foot, okay?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You know,
who's had
actually,
all the tickets and who's had all the accidents in our household here?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Jeremy on this one, too. Because my experience driving with Abby has been quite frightening sometimes.
There's a reason why I drive when we're in the car together. Because I feel like it's
I'm
my last day on Earth.
Because I'm a passenger princess. That's why.
I would love to know that feeling one day. But I will not put my life in that risk.
Oh, no. All right. Who is most likely to be a better dancer?
Probably me.
Oh.
I claim that Spot is the worst dancer ever. So
I'm not a good dancer, but I'm definitely better than him.
Like on a scale of 1 to 100, I'm a 0. So even if Rachel is a 15, she's doing a whole lot better than me at 0.
You try to say you can't get that body a moving?
I cannot bust a move at all.
That's a shame. That's a shame.
I actively avoid all opportunities where one might bust a move. I avoid. I purposely don't go to weddings if they have dances. I'm going to go home where it's safe.
Where it's safe. No, it's not. We didn't have a dance.
Oh, you don't bust a move. You just bust something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like it's back.
I'm perfectly fine with my non-rhythmic body.
Yeah.
Okay, you got other things going for you.
Yeah,
I don't know. Between us, Abby, I would have to give it to you because of like all the Zumba stuff. But then again, you like
the defensiveness in his voice, and he hasn't even finished his statement.
You also move like a statue sometimes too. So I'm like, how does any of that translate? But I am also not in the Zumba classes, so I'm not there to witness what is actually transpiring.
I got the moves.
Prove it.
Okay. All right, who is most likely to snore loudly?
I don't know, because neither of us really snore.
I snore. I totally snore. You just fall asleep before you even hear it.
Yeah, I guess sometimes I do wake up and Rachel's snoring a little, but it's not like sawing logs or anything. It's pretty faint.
I've heard some people saw logs before. It's pretty bad.
Older brother, when we both lived at home, we slept in different bedrooms, but yet I could still hear him through a wall.
Yeah.
Jeez.
No, Levi doesn't really snore. So he routinely falls asleep in 2.5 seconds.
I'm the fastest fall asleeper ever.
And
I have gold medals.
Yeah, he probably should have some, honestly.
Have to be good at something.
There was a time I turned off. He was awake. I turned off the light and crawled into bed and started rubbing his head, and apparently he was already asleep.
Jeez.
Because he didn't remember me rubbing his head. So, and I thought he was awake, but whatever. No, he does this thing where he has kind of this pattern. Like, he starts to fall asleep, and then he shakes, and then he shakes again, and he shakes, like, maybe a third time, and then he goes, then that's it. It's just one loud snore. And then it's just done. It's almost like he doesn't exhale either.
Well, that's exactly what he's doing. He's holding his breath for the entirety of his sleep.
Yeah. I don't know.
He wakes up in the morning with a... All right.
Ready for the day.
Right.
Abby, you wake me up in the middle of the night.
Oh.
With your snoring. You and your pre-bed nap. Buddy. You and your pre-bed nap. I have to turn the volume up on the TV because I'm still watching the show that you forced us to watch so you can sleep. But that's besides the point. But I had to turn the volume up because it's just... And I'm like, okay. Or there'll be times like in the middle of the night when you do wake me up because of it that I have to physically like pick you up and set you down in a different position that hopefully, you know, prevents the snoring. You know,
you got to get one of those special like mouthpieces that like lifts her bottom jaw so she has a massive underbite.
I think we're pretty tied then. I didn't think I ever snored.
Abby, it is.
But yours is pretty loud too.
Maybe you only need to fight strips. Your noise. I'm fighting your noise. I hear you snore and my body is immediately like challenge accepted. And I'm going to one up this if I have to.
All so right? You just admitted you snore more loudly.
If I have to, not naturally. Not naturally, you set the bar and I'm like, all right, I'll raise it.
All right, who is most likely to be more clumsy?
Well, I think Abby takes the cake on this.
Yeah, I think I think we've addressed this earlier. There's no question here.
All right, next question. Who is most likely to talk to animals?
Rachel. What? She has a couple cats at her house and she's in love.
They do drive me nuts. They really do.
She's always like, how are my babies doing?
Oh, but they're so cute.
They are. They're
and
brats,
they drive me nuts.
They're cute. They do drive me nuts too. They're not normal cats. They're not.
They're so needy.
They're very needy. Like overly needy. And I have a friend who's like, oh man, the farm must be nice. You just get to sit outside and play your ukulele by the sunset. And I'm like, no, I don't, because I have a cat on me and there's just no way. I mean, I tried to go out and stargaze one day. Forget that. She crawled all over me. And at one point she sat down on me and I thought, okay, she's just going to chill. But no, and she gets up again and she keeps walking all over me. So there's just no, there's no privacy. There's no like time to myself. I have to feed them and then enjoy 5 minutes of lone time until they're in my face again. And then they follow me everywhere like dogs. They're not cats.
But it's so cute.
You can come out here and see if you think it's that cute.
Oh, I will. Jeremy?
I don't know. We both talk to our animals way too much.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love my little Cookie Getty. That's my girl.
Our first baby.
I talk to her. I yell at Bella.
Yeah.
That's where I'm at. Dog, dumb. Cat, chill.
Yeah, not our cats.
That's fair.
Yeah. Understandable. All right, last question. Who is most likely to win an argument?
This might start an argument and we'll be able to get the results from it.
All right, this one will be tested here momentarily.
All right, Rachel, Levi, you're up.
Well, I suppose it kind of matters on the thing that's being argued about. If it's something that's irrelevant and doesn't matter, I'm going to win.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a champ. I practice all through high school arguing with my friends over stupid stuff. I'm good at that.
You actually had a friend in college who had complained to me about it one time. He's like, Levi always wins arguments and it never makes sense.
But if it's about serious things that are happening in our marriage, she wins because I'm probably in the wrong. So
this is kind of true.
Oh, goodness.
Hmm.
All right, Jeremy, you're up.
I'm up. Nuh-uh. You're up. Yeah. Ladies take first. That. Who do you think wins the arguments in this house?
That was a good move. Put the pressure on her.
Yeah. I just turned this into some sort of psychological warfare here.
The art of war.
Yep.
Unagi.
Well, Abby, we're waiting. Oh.
I would say it depends on the situation. Like, obviously, the like lighthearted stuff, I will probably win or give up.
Those are two things, I guess. Completely different things. Win or give up.
I either win or lose.
those are the really? Outcomes.
Okay. All right.
That didn't come out right. I let those go. That's not really giving up. I don't know. They're just lighthearted.
It's still not winning.
Okay. True. Touche. Touche. Okay. And then for the more serious stuff, we kind of like mutually win those because we mutually
give up. There. So, all right, we're not getting anywhere. We're both too hard-headed and ignorant to understand where either one of us is coming from. So let's both just shut up.
So I was working at a job. I was tiling a backsplash for these older people. And I came back from lunch, and from 1 to 5 o'clock, they literally had the same discussion for 5 hours. And every 20 minutes, it said, one of them said, "No, you're not hearing me." And then they would restart. Oh, God. It was so bad. It's like, oof. I'm just trying to do my job, lady. Shut up.
Hey, what if it was a man?
Right.
Tell the man to shut up. I mean, it doesn't matter. I'm telling you, both of them. Like,
one of them needs to be quiet so I can do my job.
Both of you turn the hearing aids up a little bit. And then you'll be much better. But no, I mean, our arguments go either there's a very clear person in the right from the start and the other person's just fighting for the sake of fighting, or we cannot get to that compromise point of that argument, so we just shut it down and either let it build up and boil over like every healthy relationship should, or we'll pick it up later. We're like, okay, we're not getting anywhere on this. Did you see this funny video? I'm going to show you this funny video. And it's just like it forgot completely that we were having said argument. And then, you know, it's like 9:30, 10 o'clock. Like, I'm like, I want to get going to bed, crawl into bed. And here comes Abby. We're like, well, I think, you know, bring it right back up. It's like, it's bedtime. Why?
You know, that's the perfect time to solve everything is right before
bed. Yeah, you'll win those ones because I will just pass out. And there's no words coming out of my mouth anymore. So you just win by default. That's a KO right there. But, no, I mean, we're both pretty thick-headed. So trying to get our point across sometimes is... fun.
That's fair.
All right.
Well, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. This was a little
bit. We should have done a part two.
I know. We should have done
a part two. Maybe we'll do another one with our husbands in the future. But for now, I thought you were
Us into another one with less than 24 hours notice.
I'm sorry. Well,
by the way, what?
I suppose it's all right. I'm pretty good off the cuff.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You guys did great as our first guests. So stay tuned for more episodes on getting to know us and more episodes to come. We have some new ones that Rachel's preparing for our next one. So stay tuned.
Bye, guys.
Bye, guys. Adios.
Goodbye.
Thank you so much for joining us this week. I hope you enjoyed getting to know Abby and I over a cup of coffee, black for me,
or a cup of creamer with a dash of coffee for me.
Gross. We look forward to motivating and encouraging you in this crazy thing we call life.
But before you go, make sure you subscribe to our podcast so you can receive new episodes right when they're released. Subscribe in Apple Podcasts or wherever you're listening. And please, please, please leave a review. We'd love to hear from you. Come tired and leave inspired with Rachel and Abby. Until next time, we're Caffeinated Chicks.